You're now listening to the Contemporary Equity Podcast with your host, Garen. Let's talk about the performance of the U.S. art market. The decline in global sales in 2019 was driven by the slowing sales in some of the major art markets over the year. The U.S. has been one of the strongest markets of the past decade, leading the global recovery of sales in 2010 with strong growth to 2015. The market declined by 16% in 2016 as political uncertainties and a lack of high-end supply damaged growth. However, this was short-lived and sales rebounded to reach a historic peak of just under $30 billion in 2018. In 2019, although many dealers still reported strong sales, a significant contraction in the auction sector brought the aggregate market value down to $28.3 billion. While this still represents a 5% drop year over year, the market is still at its highest level in history and has grown by just over 130% since the low point of the market in 2009. A decline in the U.S. market was predicted by some of the members in the art trade at the start of the year due to the withdrawal and subsequent winding down of like-kind exchanges or 1031 exchanges as part of the Tax Reform Act. While it was hoped that other capital tax reliefs that were introduced, such as Opportunity Zone investing reliefs, would provide similar or better opportunities for art investors, there was little take-up on these tax initiatives in 2019, and they appear to be perceived as not being as straightforward or attractive to collectors as the Section 1031s. Now, Garen, what is Section 1031? What does that mean? I'm glad you asked. Under Section 1031 of the tax code, a taxpayer may defer recognition of capital gains and related federal income tax on the exchange of certain types of property. It's a process known as a 1031 exchange. Basically, it's a strategy that allows an investor to defer paying capital gains taxes on an investment property when it is sold, as long as another like-kind property is purchased with the profit gain by the sale of the first property. How does that differ from opportunity zones? Opportunity zone reliefs offer a tax break on capital gains from the disposal of art if the profits are reinvested in a fund or private investment in one of the 8,700 low-income communities that have been designated as qualified opportunity zones under the 27 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Qualified opportunity zone funds could be attractive to those selling highly appreciated art who wanted to defer their capital gains taxes. The information in this podcast was compiled from online databases such as Artsy, ArtPrice, and ArtNet. The databases were verified against auction catalogs to ensure accurate reporting, detailed analysis, and clear interpretation.